Welcome to Emergency Contact, episode number 5. My name is Brian Russo, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Andy Fitch.
Hey, everybody. I am not a doctor.
Yeah, a lot of people asking us about doctor stuff. I am not a doctor. Andy's not a doctor. Not even close. There's not even, 1% of doctor in me.
Really?
Although, at one point, there was more than 1% of a doctor in me when I had to get my butt checked out.
Hey-o. Yeah, I think my great-great-grandfather was a doctor, so I'm like 1/16th doctor.
Okay, so this is the weekly podcast where we have people tell good stories about bad injuries. And we like to start this off with chatting about what's happened during the week. Andy, anything happened that's noteworthy?
I've got this bump on my arm. I don't know what it's from. It's a little dime-sized bump underneath the skin. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I hit my arm or if there's like a...
When did you feel
like
this?
A scarab underneath it. It happened like 4 or 5 days ago.
And 45 days ago?
4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been keeping that close count.
It's a spider bite? Is it like a bite or is
it's like under the skin. And I kind of think I had hit my arm and it's just like the way the blood, you know. I'm not a doctor, guys. There's a bump in my arm.
Once again, not a doctor.
But yeah, I just can't stop poking it, which is probably making it worse.
I like that though.
You like the prodding?
Yeah, like tonguing the
cut in the roof of your mouth or something like that.
I can't stop doing it. I love it.
That's why you eat chips, just
to scrape my mouth on purpose.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Edit that out.
Enough of this garbage. Today our guest is Claire Mattson. Now, you can say something.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm here, for real.
She's here. We're not teleconferencing in. You might know her from Chico Comedy, or she's one half of Side Dish Comedy, and you can check out their web series, Making an Orderer.
Yep, on YouTube.
The YouTube.
Our Making a Murderer parody.
Ah.
I guess it's not relevant anymore, and everyone forgot what that is, but
hey, he's still in jail.
He's still
right?
in jail. So,
do you think he did it?
Now I do.
Really?
In the beginning, I didn't.
What changed your mind?
Honestly, Brandon Scott Wolf, who was in the series, had such an argument that he did it that it kind of convinced me that he did.
Brandon Scott Wolf's in the comedy scene as well.
I thought it was like a person in the documentary that I don't remember.
It's not important.
Now, why did he take such a stance on it?
I don't remember, but he was very strongly just like, this guy did it.
All right.
And it kind of made me question it because I didn't think he did. It was just like, this guy had bad luck. And then I heard that whole family is kind of just like fucked up and incestuous and they have abuse problems. So...
This is not what the podcast is about. But stay tuned. We have nice injuries coming at you. So, Claire, you're a friend of Georgia who was in our first episode, and she said, you got to hear this story. It's the greatest story in the world. You'll never hear a better story. So don't disappoint us, okay?
All right, I'll do my best.
Okay, so this was very recent, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
okay.
This was in February.
Of 2016.
2016. I went to Fort Lauderdale with one of my friends.
Where's that?
It's in Florida. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Close to Miami, but not. A lot of older people.
I know where it is.
Just making sure the viewers.
For all the dumb listeners out there.
University of Miami, Ohio, or whatever.
So continue.
So I was in Fort Lauderdale with a friend on vacation. She got all these airline points from work, and we were joking about planning a vacation, and so she
hilarious.
Yeah, we're joking. Very funny topic, and she was like, "You know, I have all these extra points. Do you want to go to Florida?" And I was like, "Well, don't you want to take John, who's her husband?" And she's like, "No, let's just go the two of us." So it's great. So she got the flight and arranged everything, and I was super excited. And going leading up to it, we're like, "This is going to be such a relaxing vacation." And so it was super exciting. We're like, you know what? We'll walk on the beach and maybe find a place to do yoga and just we'll go to bed early, wake up early. It's going to be a really nice kind of healthy vacation.
Just really merge into that old person scene.
Exactly. Yeah, the Fort Lauderdale
become
vibe.
Become part of the Florida scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, can I ask why Florida? Was that just the only option?
Or? I think I jokingly said we should just go to Florida because she had said she wanted a vacation. So I was saying, feel free to come to New York and visit me. And I was like, realistically, we should just go to Florida and say, fuck it. And she was actually.
Instead of staying in February in New York City when it was probably 20 degrees, she wanted to go to the beach?
I know, it's crazy.
Ugh.
There's beaches in New York.
Yeah, so we decided on a whim, it worked out great, to do this Fort Lauderdale trip. And we get there, and of course, we're like, you know what, it's lunchtime. I was like, I'm going to have a drink. And she's like, you know what, me too, whatever. And this is also, by the way, I'd come off, I did a sober January.
Oh.
So like, I was like fiending.
You were ready.
I was ready. And one of my other friends who's pregnant was like, if you fucking don't drink in Florida, like I'm going to come and like slap you. Cause
she's living vicariously.
Yeah.
Through
she was like, okay. I have to like, you have to drink for me. So we were there and we're going to the beach. And so it's like, we should probably get some beers, you know? And then I credit like the downfall of everything to I had one of those Budweiser like Limeritas, you know.
It's one of our
the
sponsors, so watch.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Do you have any?
Tread lightly.
We have no sponsors.
Do you have any Limeritas though?
I don't know. Maybe in the fridge. We have like a bunch of weird beer in the fridge. So
that.
So you had the
me.
Captain in you. I'm sorry. No, that's not it. So you got beers and you're on the beach.
Yeah. So we
Limeritas.
We got beers and just one Limerita that I was like, I have to have this. I don't know why I needed it.
It was calling to you.
It was calling me. And so we decide we're like, oh, let's go out to dinner. And then after we're like both kind of drunk at this point. So I was like, we should go like out. And she is married. So she's like, yeah, let's go like out. Like she wanted to like.
What does out mean?
Just like,
you know, out.
Out to like a bar or like not, just not dinner and done.
Okay, yeah, like I gotcha. Let's have some fun.
Like going out, doing some shots.
A couple of Limeritas.
Exactly. Okay. Continuing the evening, just not like having our original plan of like go to dinner, go to bed. And so we ask the hotel concierge and we're like, where should we go like around here that's cool? And he says,
there's the Limerita factory down the road.
And he goes, there's this place called Mango's in like the downtown area. So we're like, all right. So we hop in a cab to go and the cab driver's like, where do you want to go? And we're like, Mango's. And this guy's like, you're not going to Mango's. We're like, why? He's like, 70-year-olds go there.
Anywhere but Mango's.
Yeah. So he drops us off at this place and
wait, what? Just this place?
He's like, you're not going to Mango's.
He's like, you're
not
going to Mango's, get in my trunk.
He's like, here's a random place.
He drops us off a few doors down because he like pulled by it and was like, you don't want to go in here, do you? And it was like old people eating dinner, just like he said.
Oh, so he drove you to Mango's.
He drove us there.
And then was like.
And judged you.
Yeah. And he was like, why do you want to go here? Like, we didn't pick it. The hotel concierge suggested it.
How old was the concierge?
Like young.
Okay. I don't know if it was like a 70-year-old concierge.
Maybe he knew something that you guys didn't. Maybe it's like really happening there.
Maybe it was. Maybe we were
there
too early.
All the old people are going out.
Out, yeah. So we saw Mango's and the driver kind of laughed at us for having like suggested this idea. And so he was like, there's a great like bar down the street. I don't remember what it was called, but
shout out to that other bar.
Shout out to Fort Lauderdale bars. So we go to.
You'll find it.
You'll
it's
find
probably
it.
Like bananas or.
Oh, are we going with the mango theme?
Yeah. I mean, I.
What's it called? Now I'm.
Oh, now you're trying to think.
Yeah. Because it had a.
Apples, oranges.
It had like a
kumquat.
A rhymy name.
Disney World.
The watermelon hole.
It wasn't fruit related for this
The watermelon
one.
Seed.
The mangoes was real. That was a real
okay.
place.
The carrot cup. Is it food related at all?
Are we getting close?
No, it was like
a... Was it a person's name?
Oh, Rocco's Tacos.
Oh.
Rocco's Tacos.
It's like a restaurant bar.
Okay.
So we go to this bar first, not Rocco's Tacos, and do a few shots there. It gets lame. So we go... We're like Googling where to go and our phones are both dying. So like already things are just like going downhill like pretty quickly. So we find Rocco's Tacos and we are walking along and this group of guys is walking in the other direction towards us. And they're like, where are you guys going? And my friend's like, Rocco's Tacos. And they turn around and walk behind us and go, we're going there too.
Ooh.
So we're like, okay, this got weird. Whatever. And so we were talking to them and they're like, can we get you drinks? So we're like, sure, why not? Because I'm on the like get free drinks plan. Why not? I didn't pay for my flight down there. was continuing the free vacation ride.
Sure.
You've got a checklist from a pregnant friend of things to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, don't go to Mango's.
Go out. Don't just go out.
Go out. Drink a ton. Get shit-faced. So we're at Rocco's Tacos, and these guys are buying us drinks, and we're chatting with them, and they're like, asking us what we do, and we're saying, and we're like, what do you do? And they're like, we're salt traders, which I don't really get what that is.
It's a big commodity on the stock market.
Big commodity, those salt traders. And they were foreign. I don't remember exactly.
I like to think they just take salt shakers from different restaurants and then trade them.
The cards.
Just pass them around.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. We're talking with them for a while, and we keep doing shots and more shots. And
this sounds like a lot of shots at this point.
It was a lot.
What time frame are we seeing now? Like beers on the beach till Rocco's Tacos. How long is that?
Beers on the beach was at like 2-ish, mm-hmm. I would say. And then we took like a little break in between while we're getting ready for our dinner. And then I'd say like 7 o'clock happy hour, and then continuing through.
Okay.
So it was still like
a nice
early on.
Yeah.
But we had just been drinking in that interim the whole time. So we're at Rocco's Tacos, and I don't know why, but I was drinking red wine as well, which is like a really dumb thing to do because I was wearing a white shirt. Like it was completely white, brand new shirt. So like I was a jackass for like drinking red wine because like a spill is probably
you're
gonna
asking
happen.
For it.
Well, yeah, I'm asking for it.
Do you think it was like it paired well with the taco?
We didn't eat tacos there.
Oh, did they have that? I assume they
it
had
was
tacos.
A Monday night and that bar was popping.
Oh,
it was really weird because no one seemed to have had work on Tuesday.
It's Monday.
Were the weird ones for going out on Monday night? No, it was like popping off. And so
it was definitely a Monday.
It was definitely Monday.
They could have drank themselves into next week.
Definitely.
Did you time travel? Is that what Andy wants to know?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're drinking with spice traders.
No. Salt traders.
This isn't Dune. No, they're salt traders.
Spice must flow.
So we're drinking. I remember the red wine. And then like things kind of get like a little fuzzy. And I just remember this guy comes up to me like a security guard and is like, you got to go. And I was like, what? Why? And he's like, you threw your drink on someone and they complained.
Whoa.
And it was like, no, I didn't. Like, I don't think I did because I was wearing the white shirt, had the red wine.
Yeah.
No backsplash. You would have gotten that. I've seen Dexter. I know how that happens. And
also taking place in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's full circle.
Yeah.
I'll get to the injury, as I promise. Just need to like really
this
lay it up.
It's a real slow burn.
It's
I
a
like
slow
it.
Burn. So this guy, the security guard comes up and is like, you got to go. And then I said I didn't do it. And so he's like, walks away, I guess goes to the back for some reason. And then he reappears like 20 minutes later and taps me again. My friend sees it and comes over. And he was like, you guys both have to leave. And she's like, why? It's like, your friend threw a drink. And she looks at me and goes, my friend wouldn't do that, would you? And I'm like, no, I wouldn't. And he's like, we saw it on camera. You guys have to leave. So we're about to leave, and we were telling the salt traders goodbye. And at some point, we had discussed, everyone was like, wanted to get a tattoo. I don't have any tattoos. My friend Jess does.
Oh, boy.
So her mission was to try and get me to get a tattoo.
Was this on the checklist from the pregnant friend?
No, it was not.
No, this was a stay away from mango, stay away from tattoos.
Yeah.
Is that
take your prenatal
upon?
Vitamin. What?
So we're leaving, and the salt traders are like, we're getting in a cab. We'll drop you at your hotel. At this point, I was kind of blackout, but I remember like being like, I'm not getting in the cab. I have like very good stranger danger where like at my most drunk, I'll be my most practical almost. It's weird. And so I'm like making a fit. I'm like, I'm not getting in the cab. And so finally Jess listens to me and is like, all right. She's like, so should we get our own cab? And I look at her and yelled at her. I was like, Jess, we're walking. We look at Google Maps. It's like an hour away from our hotel by foot. And she was like, it's an hour away. And I was like, Google Maps lies. Because I really think that for walking, their average for like an American speed is much slower.
That's true.
Right?
But it's still going to be like 40 minutes.
It was still, yeah. So she, for some reason, listened to me, and I guess very confidently said, like, I know which way we're walking, which I don't know. I shouldn't have been leading the way because I don't know where it was in Fort Lauderdale. I'd never been there, All of that bullshit. And so we're walking for like 20 minutes at this point. And I was wearing like these like little like heeled boots. And I felt like my pace picking up a little bit. Like I was starting to walk faster and I just felt like my body like shifting forward a little.
Just kind of carrying yourself.
Yeah, I was like hunchbacked, like Quasimodo, but I felt myself like picking up speed a little, but we weren't like on a hilled area. And so I'm like walking faster and faster and like remembering or thinking that my friend Jess is like behind me. And I'm like, I should slow down. Like, this is rude. You know, like, why am I'm walking so fast ahead of her? And so I was trying to like pull myself up and walk more slowly. And I realized I couldn't and that I had like lost control of my body. And so I'm like continuing to pick up speed and like falling over more and more.
I was picturing you at this angle.
I was like at like a 90 degree angle, and it's like ridiculous. It was like a flat land. It wasn't like any kind of hill.
So you were just running to stay upright, basically.
So I was trying to like keep myself up. Mind you, we're on like the side of a highway because I'm having us walk home at this hour.
Luckily, for 40 minutes.
For 40 minutes, yeah. And so, like, I'm losing control of my body next to a highway in Fort Lauderdale where I'm not familiar with. No idea where I'm going.
There's salt traders everywhere.
Salt traders are everywhere. I'm responsible for my friend now since I'm claiming responsibility to know where we are. My phone's dead at this point. I think hers was too. So we're just going by the moonlight, basically.
You didn't have the sky charts?
I didn't. I was
your astrolabe?
Trying to feel the wind, you know? And so I feel myself, like, going over, and that's when it hit me. I kind of like came out of my blackout at that point. I was like, I'm going to fall, but like, I don't know when it's going to happen.
It's kind of a terrifying place to like come to.
I knew it was
mid-fall.
So it's like picking up speed. I think my body like jolted, like my mind did. It was like, you're something like is happening to you physically.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking, I was like, shit, like I know something's going to happen. I just like, I can't control it. So I'm like walking like this for another few minutes, and it's like challenging to walk at that angle and feel like you're running, and like just it's like probably what feeling like knowing what it's like to die soon. I don't know. It's just like,
wow,
it was a really weird feeling.
Can I ask, at any point had you turned around to look for Jess?
She wasn't that far, but she was like far enough. I could hear her flip-flops.
Okay.
Did she notice you?
Yeah.
Like at a 45 degree angle? Did she say anything, or was she just like letting like, you go?
You're walking pretty fast.
At a 90 degree angle.
I think she just thought that I was like in a rush to get back to the hotel because I was tired.
Yeah.
And that was like the motivation for this like little like jog.
For this cartoonish.
The cartoonish like
speed walk.
Falling over jog. And so it happens for like a little bit longer. I don't know like if it was minutes or seconds or what, but I like knew something it was going to happen. And I just run into this cast iron fence. It's like 7 feet tall, like very like thin bars, like run head on into it and like slide down it. And she was like, I wish I had had that on video because like, it was like, boom. Like it was my head first, really loud. She runs over and is like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The first thing she says, she's like, open your mouth. And I was like, why? She wanted to check if my teeth were all there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, we've had two episodes where front teeth were knocked out.
Oh, my
God.
So
that's not a rare occurrence.
Yeah. And that would have been awful because it was in Fort Lauderdale.
There's no dentists.
They don't have dental services there. And I think at this point she realizes like how drunk I am because I think I like held my composure, not to brag, but you know, I kept it together. And so she realizes after I ran headfirst into this fence that like I was probably like on another level that she didn't even realize. So I fall over then like backwards and my bag flies open and I had had like I had $200 bills in there for vacation money. Why I carried that out, I don't know. But one starts flying away and she goes, the money, and she like turns and runs away from me to grab it to make sure that like ultimately it was for my benefit.
Yeah.
Because later she was like, I feel kind of like an asshole. I leave you like as you've just run into a fence and chase $100 bill.
Anyone on the street watching this, it looks like you just robbed someone because you're sprinting and slam into something. The money goes flying and she goes, the money, get the money.
Definitely. If anyone had been out, I don't know what it would have looked like. And so I ran into that fence head on, and she like took my shoes off of me. She's like, these are part of the problem. So they're like a little bit of a heel.
Yeah.
She's like, this isn't going to work. And so we're like walking back. And I think at this point she had her shoes off too. So we were having like bad.
Now you can't hear her flip flops.
But could we're be walking anywhere. Next to each other okay. at this point because I'm barefoot. So I,
yeah.
like after I had fallen, I was able
smashed
to
smashed your head
to regain. Yeah. I was able to regain like my posture and like walk like kind of a normal human again. And then it was still another like 20-minute walk back to the hotel. And I still don't know how we found it because again, like our phones were both dead at this point. And like there are no taxis just driving around Fort Lauderdale, like by the side of the highway where we were at least.
Mm.
So it was a big chance. And then the next day I woke up and my head was just like, at first I thought it was hangover because, you know, to be expected. But then I like felt and my head was like puffy, like felt like beginning of a bruise, you know,
yeah.
like you can kind of feel that. And then I saw and I had like a line on my eye and it just like continued to get like darker and darker through our time there.
Like on your eyeball?
Or? No, like on the lid, on the eyelid. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like, not if you like weren't really looking at it so much, but like my head was like puffy and then I had like, it wasn't a full on black eye, like someone punched me.
Okay.
But it was like definitely like a battle scar. And so every day I'd be like, how's my black eye looking? You know, it felt very Fight Club.
This was first day of the vacation.
This was
right?
first day. Okay. First night. Yeah. And so that was, I mean, that was a fun way to start off because then the whole next day we're just laughing about it.
Now, did it swell to the point where you like had vision impair or anything?
No, luckily.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty like the way I luckily didn't bash my teeth, didn't get like a cut in my eye or like any kind of cuts,
mm-hmm.
just bruising, which I can deal with.
Now, was there a point where you thought it might have been something worse? Like you might have cracked something or like hurt like your eye at all?
I was worried about the eye thing and... Mm-hmm. Then I was worried after the fact that, like, what if a tooth secretly, like, got loose? And, like, because I didn't think about that.
It's just waiting.
Yeah, I was like, what if I have a bite of something at some point and it just, like, falls out?
Yeah, that's what
you swallow it, like,
yeah.
Kids bite into an apple and it just...
Yeah, and that would be, like, terrifying to be walking around.
With a tooth in your belly?
That you have this...
A time bomb of a tooth just waiting to fall out?
Yeah, so I was worried about that.
There's still time.
There's still time.
It's only a month ago.
Yeah.
Or 2 months ago. How long did you stay?
Only we got there Monday and we left Thursday. So it was pretty short.
Okay.
Just like a nice little jaunt.
Any regrets?
Not really. Our vacation was totally different than we anticipated it.
And you went back to the scene of the crime?
Yeah. It was on the way.
There's just like a big imprint of you
on
the wall.
The Wile E.
We
Coyote.
Kept looking for it and we're like, where's the fence? Where's the fence? And then...
And then you ran into it again.
And then I, yeah.
All right. Wrapping the story up, I guess, you know, you could say.
Stay away from Lime-A-Ritas.
Stay away from Lime-A-Ritas. That was your first mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if your name is John and you're married to somebody, you know, put in a little more effort. Maybe you could go to Fort Lauderdale instead of the best friend.
That could have been you smashed into that.
That could have been you, John.
Also, what's funny is he... is missing or like had a tooth fall out from like a hockey accident, I think. So
Jess, hockey accident?
Like from like playing hockey. Like
he crashed into a bus of hockey players.
And there was something. I know that it, like one of his front teeth isn't real. So the joke was like that would have been me.
He's playing like bubble hockey in the puck.
Hey, it could be foosball? Any hockey accident. There's so many.
A hockey accident.
He got hit in the face with a Slapshot DVD.
Did
you... Was that the last you saw of the spice traders, the salt traders?
Yeah, no, we didn't see them again, which was for the best.
And did you go back to Rocco's Tacos?
No, we walked by it the next day.
You didn't like go in and show him your scar?
I wanted
to. Try and
get
some free tacos.
I wanted to go in and be like, I want to see the security footage and find where I threw a drink.
Yeah.
That's not in my wheelhouse. Like, I know what I do when I'm drunk in terms of like being an asshole or anything else, but I've never thrown a drink on someone.
Yeah, this is like making a murderer.
And the best part of it was, and I'm remembering this now.
I think she did it. And here's why.
We gotta find those tapes.
We gotta get the tapes. The best is that the person who allegedly like got the drink thrown on them, they didn't complain. It was someone who got hit by the drink.
Splash.
Yeah, secondhand splash.
They were in the splash zone.
Yeah.
But they didn't receive...
They didn't have their ponchos
on. They didn't receive
on.
The brunt of it. That person just didn't care. They were like, eh, all right, whatever. It's Florida. Yeah. It's Fort Lauderdale. They're out. You know, it's going to happen.
When you're out, you never know what's going to happen. Also, a side note, one of the salt traders, he had his hand in his pocket and pulled his hand out and, like, his wedding ring went flying. And my friend was like, oh, you married? And he was like,
how'd that get
no.
there?
No. And she's like, your ring just flew out of your pocket. And he was like, oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
He turns around on her. He's like, is that your wedding ring?
I was a little sad because I thought you were going to say he pulled salt out of his pocket.
I wish. We were kind of like trying to pry about the business portion, and they were like being pretty loosey-goosey with the details.
Okay, so this sounds like these guys were just liars.
I mean, probably. Why were salt traders out on a Monday night at Rocco's Tacos?
Hiding wedding rings.
Every restaurant needs salt.
That's true. Maybe they're like doing a business, like a hard sell to Rocco's Tacos. They're,
yeah.
A hard sell. They're like, I don't know. I don't think we need it.
Like, your
He's
tacos
like, look at all this. Just pulling out.
Maybe they do like a whole bit where it's like a good cop, bad cop. And he's like, I don't think they need any salt. And he's like, what are you talking about? This is bland.
Gee, this taco, you know what it needs?
Salt.
It's a lot of salt.
Like, we could have talked about this salt trader stuff for an hour.
I wonder where they are today. I don't know.
They're probably dead.
You don't know where they were from?
They had a bad salt deal go wrong and they all got gunned down. Hey, it's big money in salt.
Is it on time?
Were they like dressed well? Were they?
Yeah, they were
balling?
Dressed pretty nicely.
Did you pay for any drinks?
Nope.
Nice.
What about the one you threw?
Now, did you get a margarita?
You paid for that one.
Did you get a margarita? And they're like, here, let me salt that for you.
That would have been
so. I'm just dying for them to pull salt out.
Just then, their whole body, he like opens his coat. It's just like salt.
Like you go to reach for a shaker in your meal, and he's like, no. I got this. Here,
allow me.
That's the good stuff.
It's like pulling out your chair.
Yeah. He's like, no, please.
This is chivalry in 2016. It's salting a lady's food for her.
Mm-hmm.
Or margarita. Or limarita.
Yep.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, what?
I think it's about time we play a game. What do you say?
I say we do it. You want to play a game?
Let's play a game.
All right. We got a new game for you today. We're going to have you take a seat right over there on the Ouch Couch.
Play the theme song for the Ouch Couch.
I'd like that chair if you don't want it. Thank you. You keep the couch. You'll need a couch. That's okay.
I really don't know what we're going to play for this.
We always put this in after the fact.
I don't know a song with ouch or couch in it.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
So the way the ouch couch works is, while you're on the couch.
How is that couch, by the way?
Is it comfortable?
No, ouch.
I mean, it hurts because we didn't plan it that way. It's more like the hot seat, but.
I guess that would hurt too.
Is it hot?
It's hot. It's ouchy. No, it's fine.
Okay, good.
Great couch.
So the way this works is, from the couch, you can see our board up here behind us. This is a Family Feud style trivia game. Today, we're asking for the top four causes of injury for construction workers in the United States.
And this was in the year 2013, so.
Oh.
Today, you're playing for.
Yeah, what do you think she should play for?
How about 300 smackers?
300 smackers, how's that sound?
Sounds great.
Top four.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi. Andy Fitch.
Okay, I can talk now.
We're cutting that out.
So, what do you think was the top injury for construction workers in 2013?
Falling off a steel beam.
Nailed it.
That's correct. Falls with 40% of all injuries. You've got one right. One out of four so far. What do you think is the second most prevalent injury for construction workers in 2013?
I'd say like falling material, like debris falling and hitting.
That is on the board. That's number three, struck by an object.
Yeah. So how much percentage do you
have? That is 8.4%.
Wow.
So you got two left on the board, the second and fourth top causes of injury for construction workers in 2013. What do you got?
I would say getting hit by like equipment, not debris, but like...
Well, that's already...
That doesn't separate.
So that's one X. You got one X.
Damn it. So you got two more X's.
Okay. Injury. I would say, I guess, like weather-related colds from being outside.
And
no,
we got another X.
All right, you got one left.
Okay. You got one left.
Two answers left on the board.
Let's sweeten the pot. We're gonna go 600 smackers.
We're doubling the pot.
Uh-oh, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. I don't know if it's over pension plans. That's not it.
Do you want to give that another shot? of all the things on a construction site, it's not going to be fights for pension plans, but something.
Something that would involve, you know, construction, like the building of something.
I would say machinery related.
I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to give that to her?
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, you're in the ballpark. I want to see if you can get it. We're gonna give this one to you, but I want to see if you can get it exactly.
Okay, so it's machinery related.
Yes.
That they hit you on the way up.
No, nah. I think that would be considered struck by object.
Okay.
Should we say it?
Yeah, we'll let you know. It's getting caught in machinery.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
1.4% of
all... this is the lowest on the list, so it doesn't happen as much as the others.
1.4% of all injuries for construction.
Yeah. You have one more guess. If you get it wrong, you get nothing.
No
if you
smackers.
Get it right, 600 smackers.
Wow. That will take me far.
And title of the first and only person to win a game on here so far.
Think of how many bills your friend is going to have to chase after.
So many.
So we're looking for the second
highest
cause of injury for construction workers in 2013.
Catching on fire?
That's a good guess, but no. It is not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you don't win the smackers. They're going to roll over to the next person.
Yep.
The number two is electrocution.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah. 8.5% of all injuries for construction workers.
If you guys are crunching the numbers... These percentages don't really add up because the fifth and not on our list is other, which was a large portion of the percentage.
I wonder what other is.
It very well could have been fighting over pension plans. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing Ouch Couch.
Kindly get off the Ouch Couch.
Yeah. Sorry, it's actually kind of high, so mind the gap.
We don't want to have you fall.
Fall off the Ouch Couch.
Especially into the machinery.
I mean, I don't want to brag, but I got this Ouch Couch up the stairs on my own. It took me like an hour.
You got any ouchies when you're moving up the Ouch Couch?
No, I mean, it was just a struggle. Okay. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for emergency contact. Claire, thank you for being here.
Thank you guys for having me on.
You're welcome.
Would you like to plug anything?
Not yet, because my most current project is still...
Is this under wraps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
So everybody, put a Google alert out for Claire's name. So just when something comes up, you'll know.
Do you want to plug like a Twitter or anything? Or?
No, my Twitter's not great. I've been trying to use Snapchat now.
Oh, do you want to plug your Snapchat?
Sure. My name is Cats America on Snapchat. That's real.
Okay.
That's real.
It's real.
Andy, anything to plug?
No, not really. I don't have anything.
Nothing?
No.
Do you want to plug anything?
Well, I know Andy's being a little standoffish, but I'll plug this for Andy because he's appearing in a motion picture.
No, you don't have to plug this.
He doesn't want to talk about it, but it's a small part.
It's not that big of a deal.
But he's going to be in Barbershop, the next cut. He's got like a walk-on role, but no lines.
I mean, technically I'm a featured extra, but it's not like a big deal. Like okay. If you blink and you miss me.
But I think that's coming out this Friday, with Ice Cube and Common.
Cedric the Entertainer,
Sierra, you know.
Full cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Andy Fitch, uncredited. I mean, he's not on the IMDb or anything.
You're not going to see me in the credits.
But it's a blink and you'll miss it kind of thing. But
so don't blink during the movie.
I'm excited to see it. I think everyone should go out and see it.
If you haven't seen the first two Barbershops, go see those.
Yeah, Andy's not in those, but it was a big deal for you. You went all out to L.A. and...
I met Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Bucket list. Check.
Was he entertaining?
It's a pregnancy lady list.
Yeah.
Okay. Hate Cedric.
Anyway, go see Barbershop, the last cut or the next cut.
Sorry. You don't even know the name of it.
I was an extra.
Well, yeah, they had it under like a...
The working title was Soul Plane 3.
No subtitle.
Soul Plane 3, haircut time.
Shears in the skies.
Is that racist? Soul Plane 3.
Haircut time.
Soul Plane 3, haircut time.
Okay. All right, so thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to wrap this up like how we always do, where we say...
As much as we enjoy talking about, you know, injuries and the stories that go with them, we don't want anybody to get hurt, so...
Yeah, so stay safe out there, everyone.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand. I know... Things will be better.